Hundreds of survivors of the bombing were flown to Australia today on special charter flights. Australian Broadcasting Corporation reporter Fiona Churchman is in Darwin, where many of the seriously injured have been taken. She says the city and the country are scrambling to deal with the tragedy.
It's been really a shock, the sight that we have seen over the past couple of days here. The Royal Darwin Hospital has cleared several wards. It's called in as many staff as possible. It's brought in staff from other areas of Australia to be able to treat as many of those injured people who have been evacuated from Bali to receive immediate and, in many cases, urgently needed medical treatment.
Fiona, have you been able to talk to any evacuees or their families about what happened?
I've just spoken to a couple of families, actually, who are very relieved because their relatives have been taken to their home states for further treatment where they're close to home and friends and family. There are stories which are very harrowing as well. One couple I spoke to yesterday who were waiting out at the airport were just grasping onto the wire, trying to glimpse the patients that were being brought off the plane because their daughter was on life support and they'd received a call from Bali saying, look, she's been told she's not going to last the night. We've got her on a plane. We're trying to get her home, but we're not sure if she'll survive the flight. So these poor parents were standing there trying to see if they could spot her blonde hair. I saw them again at the hospital tonight. She did survive, but it's still touch and go, and they're still incredibly traumatised.
Like America, Australia is a place that sometimes has a sense, because of its geography, that it is a bit isolated, a bit protected from some of the things that go on in the rest of the world. Is this challenging, that assumption of being distant and protected?
Oh, indeed. That's the overwhelming feeling that Australians have at the moment. We've always felt somewhat immune from incidents like this, and although this hasn't happened on Australian soil, Bali is considered a very popular holiday destination for Australians. There's that sudden feeling that our security may be threatened and that the impossible, what seemed the impossible a few days ago, could happen and Australia could be under threat. Since September 11 last year, we have been told that Australia isn't immune from that threat. Our political leaders have told us that we are as much at risk of a terrorist attack as other places in the world, such as America. But I think it really has been something that we haven't believed. Australians like to think themselves as being very laid back, having a very easy life, and this is not something that you would imagine.
What has Prime Minister John Howard done either to ease fears or prepare Australians for more bad news?
Prime Minister Howard at this stage has been concentrating on trying to soothe a very damaged nation and soothe the very obvious wounds that Australia is going through at the moment, with the possibility of so many people being killed and the fact that knowledge of who has died and who hasn't come through yet. But he has gone beyond that and said that someone must pay for this as well.
Fiona Churchman is a journalist for Australian Broadcasting Corporation. She joined us from Darwin, Australia. Fiona, thanks much for speaking with us.
Thank you.